Hey, y'all. How's everybody doing this morning? See, I love a morning show. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you? You know, it's a little dark. It's making all of me a little sad.
Don't worry about it. I do want to ask everybody something, though.
Let's do it. Ask away.
I really do. Okay. Remember I said I wanted to ask everybody a little question about artificial intelligence and...
And Instagram. Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever noticed that once you look something up, if you look on the internet and you're looking at shoes or anything like that or jewelry, it really doesn't matter. It'll pop up as an ad on your Instagram feed.
Yeah, I think it's really creepy.
I was looking at these parkas / snorkels. I was talking to my super producer over there, Krista Baby Bucket. And she was like, well, what's a snorkel? And I was like, you never heard of a snorkel? It's like the coat. They got the fur around the collar on the hood. And she was like, well, show me. So I looked it up on the internet, and I showed her what we call a snorkel, that some people call a parka. Some people call it different things. And it's the big coat, and it got a big hood on it, and usually there's fur around the outside of the hood. So then I'm on my Instagram yesterday, and these things pop up.
Just constantly on your Instagram feed.
Yeah, so it was like this designer one that I've never seen before. And I was like, wow, this is nice. And the price was right, and I started to... purchase one, but then I was thinking, I've never heard of this company before. So here's my question to everybody out there. Have you ever seen one of those ads for something pop up on your Instagram, and have you ever bought anything, and how did it turn out? Did you get your product, or did you get burned? Because a lot of times, I'm like, I never heard of this company before. It'd be clothes and stuff, because I'm a clothing whore. I ain't even gonna lie about it, all right? And it'll be gym shoes, and you know we call them sneakers. It could be anything. It could be me looking for shoes. It could be anything, and that stuff will pop up on my Instagram feed, and I'm so afraid to buy it because I've never heard of these companies.
Yeah,
before.
I feel you. I'd like to hear from people out there too, because I've never bought anything either. I'm pretty hesitant. I have this this brand that always pops up on my feed called Eczema Honey, because my son suffers from eczema.
Right.
And so I must have been Googling, and I'm like, I've never heard of it. It's $50. I don't know.
And you don't want to get burned for $50.
Right. So I want to know if someone's ever bought something from Instagram feed.
Has anybody ever bought anything off of a feed off Instagram? Not going to Fashion Nova. That's not what we're talking about. Okay, we're talking about something that popped up on your Instagram feed because you was researching it on the internet. Have you ever bought anything? Did you get the product or did you get burned? Let's talk to FEMA from the South Side. FEMA, good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Have you ever bought anything from a pop-up ad on Instagram?
Bro, yes.
Oh,
what,
no.
What was it? Was it part of artificial intelligence? Tell me the story real quick.
Okay, so some girls are going to know what I'm talking about. The unicorn makeup brushes.
Oh, the unicorn makeup brushes. Yes. How'd that turn out?
So I saw them first, like, on Instagram, the original ones, right? The
uh-huh.
Nice ones. And they were, like, $53 for the set. I'm like, no. So then up came a Wish commercial thingy, and I ordered them on Wish. I got the wackest brushes in the world.
And it wasn't what you ordered?
No. So then I still had to order the original.
Wow.
Oh.
All right. Thanks, FEMA. I appreciate it. See? Got to be careful out there. Let's talk to Don from Aurora. Don, good morning.
Good morning. What's going on?
All right, Don, have you ever ordered anything through that artificial intelligence? You know when them ads pop up on Instagram? Have you ever ordered anything, and did you get it?
Yes. They suckered me, though. Let me tell you. I went in just to get this little bracelet thing, you know, for my wife. You know, had our coordinates on it or whatever from where we met. And that link led to another link where I ended up buying her some hoodies and some shirts and stuff. Led to another, you know, $65, $70 bid or whatever. I did end up getting it in, so.
But you got all the stuff.
I did get all the stuff. It took a couple weeks. I was nervous. I was like, man, they got me. But, you know, 2-3 weeks later, I got it.
All right,
were you satisfied with your product, or were you like, man, this is kind of cheaper than what the photo looked like?
I mean, honestly, the stuff that I got for her was cool, but then I have bought some other stuff for myself, and I mean, I'm not a huge dude, but I definitely don't wear those mediums. Everything was mad small, so.
Oh, wow. Sorry to hear that, bro. All right, thanks for the call. Let's talk to Jeremy on line 5 from McHenry. Hey, Jeremy, how you doing?
Pretty good, man. You?
I'm good, bro. Have you ever bought anything off those Instagram ads, and how did it turn out?
So mine was actually not on Instagram. It was on Facebook, but same concept.
Right.
I was searching for a Christmas sweatshirt with a buddy of mine, and I did click on an ad. And at this point in time, I purchased the sweatshirt. It's been close to a month, but I tracked the package yesterday, and it's been sent to the Postal Service. So I'm hoping it's on its way at this point. So I think it's going to turn out great.
Wow. But you waited a month for your package? That's crazy.
Yeah. And it's for a party on Friday. So I'm not sure it's actually going to make it.
Oh, man. All right. Thanks for the call this morning. So we got conflicting.
And I didn't even think about the shipping aspect because you never question where it's getting shipped from.
Right.
So, yeah. Oh, now, see, I don't even know if I trust them after hearing all those calls.
Exactly.
I still don't know
the answer.
Okay. I'm going to still hold off on the eczema cream.
I would tell you what to do, folks. If my opinion is, research the company. Do a little more work. Do research on the company. Check the Better Business Bureau. See what the real reviews are on these companies before you buy anything. Thanks for the calls this morning. It's the Ed Lover Morning Show.